It's the Mad Men DVD review.
I'm joined by Amanda. Hello, Amanda.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. Are you managing to keep dry this morning?
Yes, I am not going to work today, so I'm staying at home and it's great.
That's such a good strategy.
Yeah.
Skip work.
It's nice. It's great.
Okay, so we're looking at David Attenborough this morning.
We are. So his miniseries called Wild City, which he's always amazing, but this specific miniseries is about kind of the wildlife and ecosystems of cities, and the ones that I watched specifically were about Singapore, and so they have kind of all of the animals that, I don't know, run around and live in different parts of the city of Singapore, and it was really cool. I always kind of loved nature documentaries and the National Geographic and Animal Planet, those kind of channels growing up. I think me and my cousin did a project on David Attenborough, but I haven't watched any of his stuff in a while, so it was really cool to kind of come back to that. And yeah, it's just about all the different species that goes between them, and they have so much kind of beautiful footage of all these animals, and it's amazing, really, like how close they can get and how they can watch them. And by the end, you follow some of the specific animals through, like they name some of the macaques. I think the species of monkey is called, one of them's Katarina, and she's kind of an outsider to the specific group of them, and it's very dramatic. You follow her trying to like get into this family, and they will keep refusing her, but then she brings them food, so they let her in. It's a lot. It's like a drama, but of these animals. It's really good. I had to skip through some of the ants and insecty parts because I'm a bit squeamish with those kind of animals, but yeah, it's really beautiful. The editing's amazing. Like, you can just imagine how much footage they would have had to like sift through to find the kind of golden moments that they do have in there. And yeah, it's funny when you see some of the bits that they have, and you just think those editors must have been so glad to come back and pick up the camera that had obviously just probably been rolling for the whole day or whatever, and go through hours and hours of footage and find those moments. Like, there's one where one of the monkeys is carrying her baby and they almost get hit as they're trying to run across the road, but they make it out just in time, and it's just things like that. And there's a whole lot of otters, that it rains a lot in Singapore, so it gets a lot of the rubbish. It's a very clean city, but it gets a lot of the rubbish going into the river, so the otters have trouble hunting for fish at the time. So there's one scene, and all these otters come up to the land, dry off, and then run to a nature reserve that's really close and go into one of the fish ponds and just eat all the fish in there.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
But wow. Yeah, I had no idea that, I'm looking at it, it's called Wild City. I probably should have picked up on it, but I think that's such a cool concept to like bring it into a environment that we're more familiar with than the middle of the rainforest or
whatever. Yeah, absolutely. And it kind of shows that human interaction as well. So like, they've got bits of them, the macaque monkeys, like stealing some fruit from the local fruit markets, and the people are kind of shooing them off. And then there's scenes where people are taking videos of the otters. It's really, really good.
Great. And so it's a series?
Yeah, miniseries. I think the first season, which I believe is all about Singapore, it has three episodes in that one.
Cool. Yeah, it sounds like a good city with lots of, well, I mean, animals that are different to what we would experience. Like, it's not just pigeons and ants.
Yeah. There are some ants that are terrifying, but no, I think had a little bit even about like the Venus flytraps and kind of the plant side of it as well, and they are terrifying, those Venus flytraps.
I think it would be quite interesting to watch about pigeons. I'm sure that they get up to some interesting stuff that we don't notice.
Yeah, I mean, probably they definitely try and grab some food from humans. I've experienced that, but no, I feel like we don't have that many other animals in the city, do we, really?
Maybe we'd be surprised, but mostly birds and insects, I would say.
Mm. Yeah. But
again, maybe David Attenborough would come and he would blow our minds with what's living in Auckland City.
what a beautiful time. His voiceover is just amazing. Yeah, in this one, you don't, he's not like kind of presenting it. You don't see him interacting with any of the animals, but it's just his voiceover over all this footage. And it's done really, really well.
Well, it sounds great. And we do have a copy to give away on DVD. So if this is sounding like something that you would like to own, have on your shelf, then give me a call, 309-3879. First person to get through, it's yours. Thank you, Amanda. I hope that the rest of your day is excellent.
Thank you. I hope that for you too.
Bye.
Bye.
That was the Madman DVD review.